Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's Wednesday. That means we're going to get to Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. You still got time to go write your love letter to Kelly at kidnation.com if you need. Also, we have the stars from Nicholas Sparks' new movie, The Choice, Benjamin Walker and Teresa Palmer on the show in 1 hour. We'll get to know them a little bit. Jenna watched the movie. It's a good date movie for Valentine's Day. And now it's time to get into Whatever Wednesday. Speaking of Valentine's Day, we have a lot of people that are requesting advice from you, Big Al.
Okay, good.
Just flippantly threw that out there. Kid Nation needs it, man.
I'm glad I can maybe help someone or two.
We got a couple text messages, too, from you, Kid Nation. This is Ivy. Wanted to know, will y'all be calling the girl that keeps getting hurt listening to Taylor Swift songs today? Yes.
Yes, we will. Yeah, that's right.
We'll actually call her in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Give her some time to wake up and stuff. Yesterday we did Does That Make Me Crazy, and she says she cannot listen to any Taylor Swift songs because every time she does, something bad happens.
So you immediately played something.
And then our computer broke and played a Taylor Swift song. So we just want to make sure everything's good. And if nothing happened, maybe she could listen to Taylor again.
There you go.
And then everybody's a winner. Right?
That's right.
I want to show her everything's going to be okay. This is Mike. Hey, can you guys talk about if you guys had to switch bodies with anyone on the show for a week, who would it be?
Jenna.
That's a great question.
I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
You would switch with Jenna?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, me too. I'd switch with Jenna.
That's nice. Oh, I'm feeling good about myself right now, but thank you.
Yeah, why not?
Me too. I'll switch with Jenna.
Thank you. You know what? I'd switch with JC only because I want to be a guy for a day and just, you know, with all the guy parts, see what that's like.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, you can go use it
temporarily.
Like, I really just always wanted to know. Like, I just want it for a day.
Right. Because it's not cheating if it's Jenna using my body to go do things.
It's just all hypothetical.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Gilberto. Gilberto. Hey, how old are you?
Six.
6 years old. And
six.
You have something for Whatever Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
What would you like to ask?
Huh?
What did you want to ask, sweetie? Did you have a question?
What is it?
Do y'all think I'm crazy or not?
What do you do that's crazy?
It is whatever you want.
What do you do?
Like, I don't like regular cheese, and I like cheese balls.
Yes, you are crazy.
Not regular cheese.
You're one crazy kid.
Yeah, man.
He's a crazy Mexican.
We're going to call you Crazy Cheesehead Kid.
What?
You're the Crazy Mexican Junior, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Gilberto. Have a good day, buddy.
Have a good day, man.
Okay.
Hey, I want to know, am I crazy?
So cute.
All right, Al.
Okay.
You said you had great Valentine's Day advice.
Well, I hope I do.
Here's Tori. Go ahead, Tori.
My question for Big Al is, what do you suggest for the women who want to do something for their men for Valentine's Day?
Okay. How old is your man?
He's 29.
Does he like fast cars?
He does.
All right. They have this, I don't know where you live, but see if they have a one of those test tracks at the racetrack closest to you where your guy can go out and actually drive a race car for about an hour or two. It is one of the most, every guy that I've talked to that's done this has raved about it for days and days and days.
But do you have a dollar limit on what you can spend on your Valentine?
Well, I mean, at some point, obviously, but I don't know how much that stuff costs.
I think it's a few hundred dollars, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it depends on the car you're going to drive.
Yeah. They may have different levels, but check that out. $200-$300, I think.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, guys love it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you.
Okay.
There you go. Big Al Max strikes once.
All right.
Perfectly done. So we have another one. Breezy. You have a funny idea for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. But I want to get my boyfriend a bouquet of hot wings.
Yes.
Oh, I love you. On behalf of him. On behalf of your man, I love you.
Have you gone, like, on Pinterest to see how to do that?
Yeah. And you get, like, I'm going to order 24 hot wings and get, like, the little sticks and then wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like the bouquet.
That's cute.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I did one of those because I had a boyfriend that loved hot wings.
Yeah.
So I didn't make a bouquet with the wings, but I did his favorite wing sauces and made a gift basket out of all of his, like, Buffalo Wild Wings, like, favorites.
And there's also this place. This is not an endorsement, but I do like it. It's a place called, I think it's called Loveless Cafe. And you can get shrink-wrapped meat sent to you, like, it could be a slab of bacon, it could be sausage, whatever.
You order it online?
But they order it online, and they will send you a basket of meat.
Make them a meat basket.
I'm not lying. Yeah. I'm not lying. It's
he
awesome.
I would love that.
It is awesome. I want to say that's the name. I'll look it up and make sure. If it's not, I'll correct it.
Yeah. Well, he gets me a bouquet of flowers every year, and we've been together for 3 years.
That's
and
sweet.
I thought that this would be funny.
That is so great. Does he like drummies or the flats?
Drums.
Yeah, make sure you get them all drummies.
Yeah.
The guys here at work make fun of me because I always order just all drummies.
Maybe we'll go to the wing shop. Them drummies.
That's what they are. They're drummies. They're little. They're not the big drumstick. They're the little drummies.
They probably have a bet going. Let's see how many times we can get them to say drummies. And then the winner doesn't have to pay for lunch.
Maybe.
Okay, it is called Loveless Cafe.
It is? There you go. Thanks, Al.
Yep.
Aside from Kelly's man stuff, what happened to Jenna's man stuff? I thought she took a trip with him with this new guy, and the next thing I hear, he's gone. Just asking, thanks, Kim. So you went to Dubai over the holiday break, and then
I did. Yeah, it wasn't really a new guy. It was a guy I loved very, very much. I think it just got to a point that, I mean, without divulging too much personal information, I just realized that I guess he's not the one for me, and I'm ready to find that. So. Don't waste any more time on someone that isn't the one.
It was a guy that you had been seeing maybe like 3 or 4 years, right? On and off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey. Sometimes you just... And that's what I have a hard time with. People are like, you can't find a man. It's like, well, sometimes it's not about that. It's about making a choice. You
right.
You know, that's like true. About that's what true. You deserve and what you want. And it just got to a point that I think that I deserve more.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
He's a nice guy. Jenna's a nice girl, but it's just...
Love him very much.
Right.
But, yeah, just unfortunately did not work out. That's really the story. I'm sorry it's not more entertaining.
Yeah, you could have spiced it up a little, Jenna. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
And I caught him with another woman. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, there's no cheating, thankfully. But, I could spice it up more, but then that just sounds bitter.
Right. Yeah. Well done. Matt, you have a question for the show?
Oh, wow. Cool. So I was going to say, if y'all all woke up tomorrow and couldn't have any job on the radio or entertainment, what would y'all be doing?
If we weren't working in the entertainment business field?
Yeah, like if you woke up and you could do any other job in the world, but you can't cheat and like go to the news service or go be on ESPN or anything.
Okay, Al?
I think I would, see, not in entertainment. I think I would have a big old car museum or something. I really like old cars and classic cars. I think I would like to be around them a lot more than I am. Maybe, I don't know, maybe buying and selling them or just showing people. I don't know.
You're a classic car guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you've also got that restaurant thing going.
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying something else other than that.
Jenna?
I would have a farm where I have like abused farm animals that I've rescued and then
a bunch of pugs
and then and
pug
pugs
farm.
Yeah. I would have rescued. It's a kind of a dream of mine. I wish I could find a way to make money on it. I would have abused animals, farm animals, a big farm, have kids come take field trips, have birthday parties there, and just take care of a bunch of animals. That's what I would do.
There you go. JC,
I would try my hardest to become either a ball boy or equipment manager for an NFL football team.
A little old for the ball boy thing.
I just want to warm up with the guys and throw the balls to them.
All right,
it's your dream.
I just want to be on the field and warm up.
Kelly Raspberry.
So if you're an NFL franchise who needs a warm up boy.
No, these are just fan dreams.
Oh, sorry.
Kelly. Yeah, why don't you submit that to kidnation.com?
I have a dream.
I'd probably honestly be a teacher.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I originally
wanted
to do.
You'd be a great teacher.
That's boring.
Very
answer. I'm sorry.
Maybe we'll bring back
what I do.
We'll bring back the teacher test to show you how good of a teacher Kelly is.
Interesting question. Thank you very much.
Good job, Matt. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. I like that question.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'd probably end up being a nurse, though. That's what I was going to do before I got
out. You have
to
go to a lot of school before that could happen.
Yeah. You got to get your RN program, then you got to get your certificate.
I mean, you got to make money today.
I know. But that's what I love.
I'd buy a resort.
Al, how would you buy a resort?
I don't know. This is just fantasies.
Oh, I went the realistic route. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm being told Sierra has something good for us.
Okay.
Sierra, what's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question?
I was wondering, I'm trying to plan a vacation for me, my girls, my mom, and for the summertime, and we want to go to the beach. Do you guys know any good places?
Sure.
Are you guys going to fly, or you want to take a road trip, like drive?
We're going to fly. We can't put a one-year-old and a seven-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, my first piece of advice is ditch the one-year-old.
Yeah. She's telling the truth.
Find somebody to keep that
kid. She's telling the truth.
A family member might be good for that one.
A kid at the beach, I mean, at that age, it's really about as useful as kid used to say as a football bat.
Right.
Oh, I wish.
But my personal favorite, of course, is Playa del Carmen.
We have
Mexico.
To assume everybody has a passport.
And yeah, that's true.
Well, she has time to get a passport to one. For summer. Yeah.
You fly into Cancun and drive 30 or 40 miles south, and you are there at Playa del Carmen. That's one of my favorite places.
I support American beaches.
Yes, Kelly.
So I would highly recommend Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in our listening area. So while you're on vacation, you can still enjoy our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at Myrtle Beach. They have a
great
resort.
You can listen to us on K-Pop in Mexico.
It's very family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And just north and south of Myrtle Beach. I mean, Myrtle Beach itself, I mean, a lot of people go there because that's the one that stands out.
Right.
But just north and just south of Myrtle Beach, like Garden City, if you go down, if you want something a little bit quieter, you can go down to Pawleys Island or Debidoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what you really are looking for. But South Carolina beaches, in my opinion, are the best beaches this country has to offer.
Yeah.
Sierra, I am biased. I am from South Carolina.
From there. Sierra, I would say go out to California and go to San Diego for a couple of days.
Water's too cold.
It is cold. The Pacific Ocean is pretty cold, but it's beautiful out there. They have really cool tourist spots. And then stay there for a couple of days and then move up to L.A. and go
the
to like...
The water's colder.
It's colder up there as well. But they have Venice Beach and they have all these cool attractions that you can check out.
If you're interested in going to the beach but not actually getting in the water,
you can get in the water.
I suggest the West Coast.
You can get in the water. It'll be like 90 degrees by then.
That is a lie. That water is frigid all the time.
A lot of jellyfish around, too.
There are jellyfish.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Go to Myrtle Beach.
I can't wait to look them up.
Okay. Check out all the South Carolina options. They're really beautiful.
My favorite beach was going to Staniel Cay in the Bahamas with the swimming pigs.
Yeah,
because the cottages you can stay at are very affordable, very rustic, and then nature's really, you know, what you're there for, and there's just so much to see. But no, I wouldn't say recommend that with a 1-year-old, obviously, because it's a lot of water.
Yeah.
You don't want to do tequila shots
thank
with
you guys.
It. Yeah.
Well, keep us posted on what you do, Sierra. We want to see pictures.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh. Question. This might be an early love letter to Kelly.
Okay.
Ann.
Yes, hi.
You need some advice?
Yes, I do. First off, good morning, and I listen to y'all show all the time, and thank y'all so much. Y'all are amazing.
Thank you.
And I kind of have a reverse Valentine's Day issue. I've been with a guy for almost four and a half years, and engaged for two, and I'm thinking about the best way. Is there a good way to break off an engagement if I would need to?
You're having doubts about the marriage?
Yes, and that is the thing, exactly the thing. I feel like everybody keeps telling me, if you have any doubts at all, don't do it. I mean, this will be for my first marriage, so like, if you have any doubts, don't do it. I'm like, how can you not have any doubts? I don't feel like that's realistic, is it?
You're going to always have doubts, man. But
I mean, how strong are your doubts? That's what's hard. It's a kind of a case-by-case.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very sensitive subject. I don't know. And I don't even – I can't go into a long story. But
sure.
I guess the main thing is that I just keep hearing that if you have any doubts, don't do it.
Yeah, but people
I'm
need
so
to shut up talking in your ear. That's not fair to you.
Yeah, you'll have doubts, but it's just what kind of doubts you're having. Are you no longer attracted to the man?
Does he display any qualities that wouldn't be that of a good husband?
Or father?
Or father.
I think he'll be a great father and husband. I mean, again, we've been together for so long and lived together for most of that time. And I'm in love with him. I love him. But
I'm just afraid, I guess, that...
Are you afraid of marrying him or afraid of being married?
Are you afraid of marrying the wrong person, like somebody you might, like
I'm
2 years from now?
I'm afraid of marrying the wrong person.
Yeah, like 2 years from now, the right one walks in and you're like, uh-oh, what did I do?
And when you sit down and you think about your future, do you see him in it? I mean, I think that's a really good indicator.
I can.
You can?
I can see him, but I'm not one to say soulmates. I don't believe in soulmates. I don't believe there's that one person in the world.
That's okay.
I believe that there are many people that can fit into that category.
I agree.
I think that he is great, and he has been... how I said it the other day to my friend was so frustrating. I said, he has been the best so far, and it just came out like that. And then that's what I think hit me. It made me realize he's just the best so far, so it almost seems like I'm settling.
How old are you?
So torn.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
So you're in a good age to make these...
I think a lot of people are just... Probably all the people putting doubts in your minds are girls that don't have boyfriends or fiancés of their own.
True or false?
It's actually my parents.
Okay.
Parents.
Friends who are married, who are both married. Most of these people are in
Are they happily married?
But my parents have both been divorced 3 times, and my two best friends are happily married.
Yes. Okay.
That gives it a whole other life. Yeah. Your parents are thinking, because your parents know you better. In most cases, your parents know you better than anyone else.
Their parents have both been burned by marriage.
Well,
right.
I'm saying.
Over so many years. I mean, they're best friends now, but it's taken forever.
You're going to have to go with your gut feeling, I think. It's one. If you have doubts, they eventually go away, but it's your gut that's going to... It's going to steer you the right direction, I think.
And what I would say, my personal advice, and this is just me personally, I just pray about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, praying about it and also talking to him about it. I mean, if this is a man you're going to be intimate with on every level of your life, and I'm not just talking about in the bedroom, you need to sit down with him and say, look, where are you at mentally and emotionally right now? Are you having any doubts? Because I'll be honest, I'm kind of wondering, are we doing the right thing? If you can't have that conversation with the man you're planning on spending the rest of your life with.
It's going to be hard, but if you can't have that conversation.
And I don't think that he does have any doubts at all.
Well, maybe he would reassure you by having that conversation. Maybe he'd reassure you why he is the man that you love and you chose in the first place, depending on how he reacts.
Okay.
But you need to at least give him the courtesy of that conversation that you're having with everyone else.
Right, because you don't want to blindside him.
And I didn't do this, but maybe marriage counseling, you know.
Premarital counseling is great.
I know. We tried to do that, and our schedules just didn't work out, and so I was really frustrated about that. I think that if I could push a little bit more for that, just to show that I really do want to try to work it out. There's just things that I'm I hate to say afraid of, because I'm not really scared. I just don't want to do the wrong
thing. It's a scary thing.
And there's no other guy that you've seen, and you're like, oh, this guy could be it. It's just, these are your feelings, right? There's no other person right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just, I guess, it's just like what Kelly had said at first. Like, what if in a few weeks, you know, because we're actually getting married in the next 6 months. And I was just like, you know, what if in the few weeks, you know, I'm having these doubts still. And I do happen to meet, like, a fantastic guy, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. But then I don't know why those things are in my head, and I think y'all are right. I'm being influenced.
You're scared.
Yeah. Do what's right for you.
I'm very gullible. I am.
Pray about it, baby.
And talk to him.
Yeah, talk to him.
Yes, definitely. Thank y'all so much.
Good luck.
Love you. Good luck,
Ann.
Love you. Good luck. Call us. Let us know what happens.
Send us a message and let us know how it works out.
Yeah, we'll get your number, okay?
Okay,
hold on for us. Yeah, that's one of those where there's no real correct answer for that.
I just think, you know, we're such victims. I've always said this of Hollywood and what love is supposed to look like on a big screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't all have the script writer sitting there writing out our happy ending. And it's not like that. It's all fake. And we buy into that idea. And when our life, I don't feel like Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Lopez did. You know, it's like, well, then it must not be real.
Yeah.
And like you say, we have so many friends that are divorced. I do. And, you know, I have a few friends that are still married. But, man, it's so easy to think about the negative side.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, I want you guys to try something from my childhood.
Okay. What?
I'll tell you what it is coming up in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's near and dear to my heart.
You don't want us to eat dirt or anything, do you?
No.
Okay.
And it's not Chiclets either.
Okay.
Good. Oh, but it's food.
It's in the, it's, you're trying it, yes. Yes.
Well, I didn't know
it could
if
be
it was
food
like
or
stunt.
Liquid. It's one of those.
Oh, okay.
But it's not dirt, Al, don't worry.
Okay.
But I think you guys will finally get to try it and enjoy it. I've talked about it quite a bit.
All right.
Okay. Kelly's wondering what it is. I'm excited for you guys to try this, really am. But right now, we got to get to this. It's time for
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 28 and a recent college grad. Now I need to figure out my future with my boyfriend of 4 months.
Oh.
He's 31, divorced, with 2 kids. I have no children, just a cat. I've dealt with his ex-wife's jealousy-fueled drama, getting used to being around his kids, and meeting his family.
Oh,
my
wow.
boyfriend and I are getting more serious, and I bring my cat and stay at his house a lot. A big issue is he and his youngest are allergic to cats.
Oh.
Getting rid of my cat is not an option.
Oh, God.
I've had my cat longer than my boyfriend's kids have been alive.
Yeah.
Kelly, I know we haven't been together long, but my intuition has told me he's the one for me from the moment I met him. I'm scared because I met him not long after his divorce, and I'm fearful that I'm the rebound. Should I stay with him and hope his ex-wife drama gets better in time? What about the cat allergy? What do I do?
Oh, God.
Sincerely, lost in love. And a phone number if we want to end
no.
up calling.
No, it's okay.
I don't think you want to hear what I have to say, sweetheart. You are the rebound.
Yeah.
The drama with the ex-wife is going to get uglier.
Okay.
It takes about 2 years for the dust settle down enough. You've already met the kids. It was entirely too soon, especially for him to introduce somebody who's just getting him by, getting him over the hump.
Yeah.
He's going to choose the kids. He's going to choose the drama over you and your cat.
Leave
so
the cat
you might
cat
as well
at
protect
home.
Yourself. No, she says getting rid of the cat's not an option.
Not getting rid of him. Just leave when she goes to spend the
night. The whole point is, Al, it's not going to work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You can leave the cat at home for a minute, but it's not going to work.
That's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's the truth. You shouldn't be, it can happen. There are exceptions to the rules. The first 2 years after a divorce are just the ugly, unsettled time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to get through that.
About
if you want to be his get-over girl, let him get over all over you. But then you're going to have to move on because it's not going to work out.
Yeah,
especially if you're not even willing to compromise. You're choosing a cat over being the stepmother to that man's children because you're signing on for the whole deal. And you think I wouldn't choose, I had George before I had Emma Kelly.
Your dog?
Do you think I would have chosen my dog over my child?
No. No parent will ever choose an animal over their child.
Nobody should ever choose no.
Ever.
And if you love your animal that much, like I loved a dog that much and a guy hated pugs, well, sorry. And, then it's not going to work out. Yeah. It's
not going to work out.
And another thing, no person who has kids is going to choose the boyfriend or girlfriend. They'll always choose the kids.
Well,
that's
you
just
hope
how it
so.
Is.
That is not always
they,
how it is,
they should,
unfortunately.
Though. Yeah.
There's TV movies of the
true.
Week about how the woman chooses the man.
That's true. That is true.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Ooh, Kelly, this one's a good one. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I recently had our first baby, and I've become extremely protective of my little one. The problem is my mother-in-law seems to not understand where the line is between grandma and mom. She has to see her quote-unquote baby daily and won't let me care for my little one when she's there. In fact, I've actually had to literally take my baby from her to nurse because she won't give her to me when she's crying. This kind of behavior causes me to get really possessive, which is not like me. I want my baby to have a healthy relationship with her grandparents, but not at the expense of my relationship with my baby. I've talked to my husband about it, and he doesn't see a problem and won't talk to his mom.
Oh,
how do I handle this, and how do I not develop hatred towards my mother-in-law?
Well, it's just how long ago did she have the baby?
She's still nursing, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you're in a hormonal wreck right now, and I get it. You want your baby, and there is the natural, competition with the mother-in-law. I get that. These are all very normal feelings. I remember when I had a nanny. And when I first got home from the hospital and when the nanny would go to get my baby over me, I would get this sudden
territorial. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You just can't help it. And it's like, this woman here is helping me raise my child because of my circumstances. But it's still like, I want my baby. Give me my baby.
Yeah.
And there's just like this. Whoa. It's just this hormonal. It's emotional. Please don't say anything you're going to regret.
Right.
I know that's hard, too, because the hormones are wanting you to. It's like these little devil voices want to come leaping out of your mouth. But you just have to understand this is your body is just adjusting. Your emotions are adjusting.
She could be an overbearing grandmother, too,
She could be an overbearing grandmother. But trust me, one day you're going to be so appreciative for that overbearing grandmother. Please take my child for the weekend. When those kids get older, you're going to be so thankful for those overbearing grandparents.
When they're like 4 and 5 and they're tearing up your house.
Yeah.
But right now, just love your mother-in-law through it.
There you go.
That's easier
it's
said
so
than
hard
done.
To do.
It is, but everybody, that baby's guilty of one thing is being loved too much.
Right.
By too many people.
And every time she'll try to give you so much advice too, just say yes, ma'am.
Oh, I used to I was so afraid. It's like you get this irrational, and she's probably thinking the same thing. The baby's going to be confused. She's going to think that that's the mom and I'm not the mom.
No.
The baby knows who the mom is.
Baby
no
knows who mama
about
is.
About that.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's just a rough, it's just an adjustment period.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am in a very rocky situation.
Uh-oh.
I'm a law student, and my time is valuable. I'm talking to this really beautiful girl, and we go on dates every weekend and sometimes even during the week. She is very whiny. It's like everything makes her sad or upset. If she's not complaining about her job, then she's crying about her job. Wow. You see, I like a girl that has a little backbone, a little strong-minded woman.
Okay, stop. Yes. Then date someone else. Stop. Don't even need to hear the rest of the letter. Then date someone else, Mr. My time is too valuable. Funny how you keep finding all this time on the weekend and during the week to go out with someone who's making your precious, valuable free time miserable.
Get him.
There's why.
Yeah.
Get him.
Because you're dating someone. You date someone to decide, I want to be with this person or I don't.
Yeah.
This person's whiny and miserable and making me sad. I'm going to date somebody else. Don't even read me the rest of the letter. Done.
Preach. I'll read you like five words.
Why?
Get him. I don't know what to do. Todd.
Oh, Todd. And you're going to be an attorney? I want your last name so I know to never hire you. Represent me.
Red Raspberry.
Todd.
That's ridiculous.
Todd, case dismissed.
What
Todd.
Do I do? Don't ask her out again.
Oh, I love when Renton Raspberry.
What do I do?
She must be really, really hot. I'm guessing she's
whiny. What do I do?
We put up two things we put up with if you're really hot, whiny, and crazy.
And for a minute.
Else. We'll put up with it for a minute.
Gosh. For a minute.
Is it really that hard?
No.
See, I told you, Kelly Raspberry keeps it real if you write her a letter. If you want some of that advice, we can read it next week. We'll do it at the same time. Love letters to Kelly. Go to kidnation.com. Write us your love letter. And if Kelly feels some way, she'll let you know.
See him in the courtroom. I just don't know what to do, jury.
Yeah. Hey, we still have to call the Taylor Swift girl that called us during Does That Make Me Crazy.
Okay.
Make sure she's okay. She says every time she hears Taylor Swift, something bad happens to her. And then our computer broke and played a Taylor Swift song. So we're just going to make sure everything's cool.
Okay.
And hopefully she can listen to Taylor Swift. And I want you guys to have a little taste of my childhood.
All right.
I'm excited for you guys to try this. Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Benjamin Walker and Teresa Palmer from Nicholas Sparks' new movie, The Choice. They'll be chatting with us in about 20 minutes.
Sweet. I love to have movie stars.
Yeah.
Right? They've been in a bunch of stuff, too.
Yeah.
You recognize them a lot. Yesterday we did one of our favorite bits, Does That Make Me Crazy? And a girl named Ashley called us, and this took place. What's going on with Taylor Swift, Ashley?
I cannot listen to any of her songs because something bad always happens after. I've gotten into a car wreck. I've fallen. I've sprained my ankle.
Oh, my.
Something bad always happens.
Huh. It's very weird. I've
yeah, something bad always happens. Now, we didn't play it just because yesterday the computer accidentally glitched.
No, yeah, okay, whatever.
I wanted to show that Ashley that everything would be okay.
So you played a clip.
I played a clip.
Taylor Swift song.
It was a jerk thing to do, and I apologize for doing it at that moment. But Ashley is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Because we told you we wanted to call you and make sure everything was cool. You don't sound...
Ashley, you remember this, what happened yesterday?
And
you
heard forget.
The Taylor Swift song?
She was terrorized.
My hopes were that nothing would happen bad. And that Ashley could go back to listening to Taylor Swift because her music is good.
Judging by the tone of her voice, I don't think she's got good news for us.
I'm not feeling good. Ashley, so you went about your day yesterday after that clip was played.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's up?
Well, after my terrible day at work, normal, but it was more terrible than normal.
Oh.
I got my car towed.
What?
At my apartment complex.
No way, Ashley, really?
Yes.
Why?
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I guess they didn't see my little thing on my mirror.
Your little sticker.
Tag.
Yeah.
And they towed my car. So now I'm driving my boyfriend's car to work.
Oh.
And
way to go, JC.
Is your apartment
little joke JC played, wasn't it?
Is your apartment complex going to pay for it?
Well, I hope so. I have to call them. They don't open until 8:30. So
okay.
Because you do have a sticker on your car proving that you can park there.
Yeah, I have a little hanging tag saying I can park in there.
If they don't pay for it, Ashley, I feel so bad that I will pay for it. Like, I seriously feel that bad.
You should.
As I should.
You will.
As I should.
You should pay for it anyway.
I'm sorry, Ashley.
I don't believe in this, but it's a real thing.
That is ridiculous.
And JC, you used to be my favorite.
Dang it. And I lost a favorite.
So now who's your favorite?
Yeah.
Now who's your favorite?
You get to pick a new
favorite.
Now
it's up for grabs.
That's fair, Ashley. Yeah. That's fair.
You know what? Since you had such a bad day yesterday, Ashley, I am going to provide you with a bucket of chicken wings and a bucket of beer. Are you 21?
Yes.
And a bucket of beer
at
my bar.
Look at him jockeying to be the favorite.
Yeah, look at him. What are you going
to
do, Kelly?
That's what I'm going to do to try and be your favorite.
Yeah. I was just doing my best to make JC feel really, really bad.
I do. Man,
that's what I was trying to do.
So who's your favorite now that JC's out of the picture?
Well, now I don't have a favorite.
So everybody,
just get your wings!
JC was my favorite guy, and then I don't really have a favorite girl on the show because I love Kelly and Jenna both.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. There's four people on the show. There's two
men. That's okay, Kelly. I'm fine being tied with Kelly. Would you say JC's in last place, or is he now just in
third?
Second place?
JC's not even in the place at all.
Wait a minute. He's not even in the running. There is another man
on
the show.
Then you're there. You're in the place.
Yeah. You're in there.
So that's what I heard.
I'm not even in there.
Kelly are tied for first. That's what I heard.
I'm sorry, Ashley. That is a bummer when you start the day.
Oh, man.
And, Ashley, and if they don't pay for it, I'll pay for your car towing. But if they do pay for the car towing, I'll treat you and your boyfriend to dinner or something.
Oh my gosh,
I feel bad, Kelly, and you made me feel even worse. That's horrible.
You shouldn't have done that. She flat out told
you
this is a problem, and you did it anyway.
That's why since her boyfriend's being nice and letting her drive his car.
Apparently she doesn't like to eat because I just offered her wings, and I'm still not her favorite.
You can't buy people's love.
Yes, you can.
You're trying to buy it.
Buy
her
buy
No, I'm doing it because I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm not trying to buy it. I'm just trying to not be the biggest jerk in her life right now. That's all I'm trying to do.
No, the tow truck driver's the biggest jerk in her life right now.
You should be mad at the tow truck driver. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, but Ashley, seriously, if they don't pay for it, hit us back. I'll get the tow. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for being sorry. I know you didn't mean it.
I'm really sorry.
So who's your favorite now?
Stop asking her.
Drop it.
Jerk.
Oh. If Al's your favorite, send him a message on Facebook or
something. No, I want it on the radio.
That is crazy.
Let her talk. I think she wants to say something.
What do you want to say, Ashley?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well,
there's Al's radio instincts again kicking in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Somebody texted and said, send Ashley on a meet and greet with Taylor Swift. No. Taylor's bad luck. We proved it.
It'd be better to send her on a meet and greet with, like, Katy Perry, someone Taylor doesn't like.
The opposite of Taylor Swift.
All right. Well, okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ashley.
Thank you for still continuing to listen to the show despite JC and Big Al.
My plan backfired.
Call us back if you have anything to talk about. Anything you want to say.
Bye.
All right, Ashley.
Wow.
Hold on.
Give her wings.
That is nuts. I can't believe something. I know. I didn't think it would. I thought yesterday would be the perfect day for nothing bad to happen.
It's true.
It's Tuesday. It was Tuesday yesterday. It was the perfect day for nothing bad to happen. Monday, I wouldn't have done it. Tuesday, what bad happened? What's going on Tuesday?
Well, apparently a lot. She got her car
towed. You put it out there.
And now Ashley's not the only one suffering from Taylor Swiftis. I'm not the Taylor Swift girl, but after hearing y'all's show yesterday, my husband's grandmother passed away. A rock came through from an eight-wheeler and shattered my sunroof all over me.
Oh, man. You're wreaking havoc all over America.
And she started her woman thing.
Oh, my gosh. I love that she lists that as a bad thing that happened during the day.
It's a curse. Now she's going forward with no more Taylor Swift like Ashley. Now I'm not going to play it just in case you're listening.
All right.
Never playing Taylor Swift again. I am not touching the Taylor Swift buttons, ever.
When do we get to taste your childhood?
You want some goodness out of this badness?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
So I told you guys a story a while ago from when I was a kid. We used to drink this drink in Mexico.
I'm already starting to gag.
No. And it was
drinking stuff makes me gag.
It wasn't until I got to the United States that I noticed that we were saying it wrong in Mexico.
You need to throw up pot.
Oh my God. I'm worried.
There's a thing we called it Delauer punch. But when I went to the store to buy it when we first moved to the United States, I asked for Delaware Punch, and the guy looked at me like I was crazy. And he finally realized what I was trying to say. He goes, "Oh, you mean Delaware Punch?"
Delaware.
So I told this
and
story.
I've never heard of Delaware Punch.
Me neither.
You haven't?
Me neither.
No.
Well, I talked about this a couple months ago on the radio, and apparently it's hard to find some Delaware Punch. Somebody found it and sent it to me.
Is it native to Delaware?
I would hope so.
I don't know where it's made. I think it's on this.
I would think it's made in Delaware.
A lot of people from Louisiana were hitting me up saying that they have it out there.
Hawaiian Delaware Punch is made in Hawaii, isn't it?
What?
In Hawaiian Punch made in Hawaii?
I don't know. Can you please bring in the Delaware Punch, please, so my friends could try it?
Well, oh, okay. It's a fruit. Okay, there's a Wikipedia entry on it.
There is.
Delaware Punch was created by Thomas E. Lyons in 1913.
Yeah.
The brand is currently owned by the Coca-Cola Company.
It's in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
It's a fruit-flavored soft drink. Its formula uses a blend of fruit flavors, with grape being the most prominent. It is not carbonated and is caffeine-free.
Mm.
See, I have a difficult time drinking non-carbonated drinks in cans.
Yeah.
It messes with my head. Have you ever had water in a can?
Yeah.
I don't
weird.
Like it. Like
it's
in
weird.
The airplane? Yeah. And the lady that sent it to me, she has a candy shop. I'll get her name
the
in
beverage
a second
is difficult to find, but is still served in some restaurants in Houston, Texas. It's also sold in certain grocery stores in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas.
Mm. Yeah.
You can also find it on eBay.
Yeah. Okay. So Nicole Meadows sent it to me.
Thank you,
the
Nicole.
Bottled form is sold in Guatemala and Mexico, but is currently banned in much of the United States.
Why?
Due to a coloring agent, Allura Red.
She told me that.
Okay, I'll pass then.
So Nicole's part of Kid Nation, and she sent me these. It's in can now, so it's not the one from Mexico. She says the ones in Mexico are outlawed, and she says that they only carry...
Outlawed?
Yeah, because of the coloring agents.
And it's named after the Delaware grape, not the state of Delaware.
Oh.
That's why it's great.
That's why it's purple. A purple drink.
So it really is.
So we're risking our lives.
No,
so not only are you playing Taylor Swift, you're making us drink banned soft drinks.
It's a taste from my childhood. And Nicole sent it to me. She has a store, a candy store.
My gosh, I feel like I'm about to, like this is some cult.
Yeah,
I'm about to drink some Jesus
guy,
juice.
Yeah.
Why is cult drink always purple?
I don't know.
Shout out. It is. In about half an hour, we're all going to be laying on the ground.
Shout out to Bloom's Candy and Soda Pop Shop. She says that they're soda snobs, and they like to drink sodas out of bottles because that's the best.
Me,
here, Kelly,
got one for everybody.
I am telling you, when you taste this, when this hits your lips,
what's it? It's gonna be like grape drink.
Y'all go first.
It's addicting. Smell it. It's fine. It's. She wouldn't send it to me if it was poisonous.
It looks like the wine we serve in church,
but
communion wine.
Nicole says that they only drink sodas out of bottles, but she says the only exceptions they make are with Delaware Punch and with Cactus Cooler.
Cactus Cooler.
You've never tried Cactus Cooler?
No. We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, that's the best too.
I mean, it's exactly how I would expect it to taste.
Go ahead and taste it.
Super sweet, not carbonated, artificial grape drink.
So good. It is so good.
Like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
If you like grape Kool-Aid, you'll like Delaware Punch.
It's a little like the church communion wine.
Does it? What church are you going to?
There you go.
Do you love it?
That's okay. It's just like grape Kool-Aid.
Are you guys feeling a little dizzy?
You know what I used to drink when I was a kid, and now I can't even believe I drank it now because it makes my jaws lock to think of it.
What?
Chocolate Soldier.
What is that?
Shout out.
It's a chocolate drink like Yoo-Hoo or whatever. But we used to go all the way up to Warsham's. We'd take we'd get money from all the little kids in the neighborhood, and we'd walk a mile over the railroad tracks and go to Warsham's. And
What is Warsham's?
It was a Mr. Warsham owned this little convenience store next to the railroad tracks, mm-hmm. and he had horseshoe playing outside. All the men would come
on the dirt.
Horseshoes. A store with horseshoe.
Yeah, he'd play horseshoes. Anyway, you go and you get your money and you take it up to the counter with one thing and the man will tell you how much money you had left and you go buy something else. You go up the counter and lay your money out and he'd say how much money you had left. And I always buy chocolate soldiers. Ooh, and I went back like as an adult and tried to have one. It's so sweet. I don't know how we drink it.
Too sweet. I told you sooner or later you'd have your chocolate soldier. You found it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they still make chocolate soldiers.
You know, I bet you they do.
You know what?
Somebody does.
This aftertaste, it's just like a great popsicle.
Isn't it delicious?
Just like the old school... Variety pack of popsicles.
Right.
If it was a melted down grape popsicle, that's what it tastes like.
It does come with some bad news.
What now? You tell us after we drank it?
Like 49 grams of carbs and 49 grams of sugar.
Oh, I don't care about that.
And the main ingredient is high fructose corn syrup, which I think is pretty bad.
I don't think that's on my diet, but all right. I didn't drink but a sip.
And it expired 5 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's fine.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Nicole, for making my day and my week and my month.
Are you feeling
a little itchy around my mouth?
Are you, like, reminiscing?
Yeah, I felt like like I shrunk into a kid again when I tasted it yesterday.
The streets of Mexico.
Yeah, it was like back being home.
Oh,
and all a little purple drink.
Good old Delaware punch.
Yeah,
it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news for the ladies.
Yeah,
Nicholas Sparks is back to hit you with the feels.
Yeah.
On February 5th, he's got a new movie called The Choice, and we have the stars of that movie, Ben Walker and Teresa Palmer, in studio with
doing?
Us right now.
How are we doing?
Hello.
It's not entirely fair, though. Guys can enjoy this movie for the record.
It's secure men can.
But know Nicholas is going after the ladies' feels.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The feels.
It is a little... I was hoping... Nicholas Sparks came in the last time he had a movie out, and I was hoping to talk to him this time. Maybe you can give me some insight, because I watched this movie... And I'm like, you have two choices? Like, most of us don't have one. Like, I'm working with none. Like, why does he write a movie about a hot girl that's going to med school with two choices?
Greedy.
Yeah. He writes, I mean, it is a little frustrating, because I'm like, man, she has two choices and can't make a decision. And I'm sitting here like,
champagne problems.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Teresa, if you were faced with that same choice, if it was Teresa, what would you have done?
Careful.
The same thing?
This. Careful.
I know. Well, I got Superman and Abraham Lincoln.
I know.
What do I do? You know, it's always the constant battle between your head and your heart. Mm-hmm. Ben's staring at me. I'd have to go with Travis.
Yes. There you go.
Abraham Lincoln, the zombie slayer.
The zombie slayer.
Or were you the vampire one?
Doesn't matter.
The vampire one. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry. You guys had two very different stories coming up with acting. You graduated from Juilliard.
Yep.
Yes. And I have no idea what I'm doing.
And Teresa, were you found on the street? Is this true?
Yeah, wow. I was a street sweeper. Yes, I was just, not really. I mean, everyone always says that. But I just was not acting at all. And I sort of was found by this 18-year-old guy who saw my picture on this acting website. And... he ended up offering me a film, and
tends to be like the adult type.
Right? Yeah, it's like a weird film. Yeah. It's
like Jenna had it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't go because I caught on to what it was, because wanted it to be at nighttime, and it was awkward.
You're like, this is weird. I'm just going to roll some
cameras. But, don't worry about it.
But maybe that was a bad decision. It could have been. I could have been
huge.
Teresa.
So women could be starring in The Choice right now, Jenna.
That's right. That's right.
Ben, how do you guys go about, like, when you guys meet each other, because you're supposed to be lovers.
Yeah.
Lovers.
You're lovers. Do you guys go hang out for like a week before you start shooting, or was it just like, hey, Teresa, Ben, Teresa, kiss?
Pretty much that. And we were lucky. I mean, chemistry, you either have it or you don't. Uh-huh. And luckily we did. We just kind of sparked and
he made me laugh.
Yeah, we laugh a lot.
Yeah.
We have very similar senses of humor. And
it was a good dynamic of a relationship, though, because it wasn't like you were instantly in love. I mean, she drew
you're annoying.
Each other.
Yeah. So give us the synopsis of the movie. So what does it entail? What goes down? Because Jenna keeps talking about the choices.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's seen it.
Yeah, we just need the interviews, which are intense enough as it is.
Jenna got the invite.
They're an unlikely couple.
Uh-huh.
And the first time they meet, they're having an altercation because he's playing music too loud. I think
his dog has impregnated my dog.
Yeah. My dog knocked up her dog.
And you told her that you told your dog to use protection in the past.
That's right.
I find that funny. Yeah.
It's not my fault. You can give him the course and he's going to do what he's going to do.
Dang dogs.
Yeah. But, what's unique about this Nicholas Sparks movie is, and correct me if you don't agree.
But I probably won't correct you.
Yeah, right.
We'll never correct you.
You're full of it. A lot funnier than the other one.
Yeah, I thought The Choice was going to take me until the end of the movie, but then I realized you're going to learn her choice.
Yeah.
Halfway through, but then there's going to be some other decisions.
There's some other choices. Some
other choices. Yeah. Right.
It should have been The Choices, basically.
The choices. Yeah. The choices.
Nicholas, you named it wrong.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Boom.
I like it.
Yeah. Well done, Al.
I'll sit down.
All right, thank you. is Nicholas Sparks pretty hands-on with the movies? Because I know he has been in the past, and sometimes he's not. Was he there all the time?
He was even on tour with, you know, when we had Scott Eastwood in.
Yeah.
That's right, The Longest Ride.
Sure. I mean, he's around. He's doing a few other cities that we couldn't do, but he's around. But luckily he kind of, you know, he trusted his screenwriter, he trusts his own writing, and you know, mistake or not, he trusted us. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They read that you're going to star, and I didn't know you did a lot of Broadway, but you're doing American Psycho.
The musical.
Yeah.
How is that going to work? I'm a huge fan of the movie.
I have no idea. Actually, when you think about that story, it's 80s music is such a big part of it. So there's a lot of music from the 80s in it. And also Duncan Sheik wrote a lot of music for it.
Who did?
Cool. You know, Duncan Sheik.
I love Duncan Sheik.
And also he wrote the music for Spring Awakening. So he's kind of a Broadway vet at this point.
So you literally break out into a song and dance?
Covered in blood.
Covered in blood, yeah. In my underwear, slaughtering hookers. It's hilarious.
It sounds like something it's so up my alley.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Me
and
too,
guys would love it. That's a way to get girls to take guys to see something on Broadway.
I would love that. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun. Have you ever done Broadway? Teresa?
No.
Are you
I'm petrified. Oh, God.
She has a great singing voice.
She got
no
seven,
idea.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God. What about that karaoke where I bombed?
Remember? I've got it on my phone, and you nailed it. First off, you did a rap. You did a rap. So
what rap was it?
I rapped. Oh, I think that was like just Eminem, Lose Yourself. I prefer
She crushed it.
We love karaoke. I'm terrible, too, though. So
I usually do raps because you can get away with
rap. Yes, with a bad singing voice.
Exactly. Yeah, because I do have a bad singing voice.
No, you don't.
No Broadway for me. Maybe one day, as long as I don't have to sing.
You want to bust out a little Lose Yourself right now? You want to bust it?
I don't even
You don't know the lyrics?
No pressure.
JC, get you started.
Yeah. Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Vomit on sweater, mom spaghetti.
Yeah!
Nice.
That's how it goes right there.
So, Ben, the movie opens not too long from now. You look like you're a football player.
That's nice of you to say.
Who's your pick for the Super Bowl?
Who's playing?
Darn ass, man.
Carolina. And the other ones.
And the Broncos.
Carolina's going to win.
Carolina and the Broncos. Yeah. Right.
Carolina's going to win.
I have no idea about football. Don't ask me.
Really? What about Australia rules?
Rugby.
Oh, Aussie rules football. I'm the number one ticket holder for my team, Port Adelaide Power.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What does that mean, number one ticket holder?
I get to have special seats, basically,
that's
and
cool.
I just talk about it in media interviews like this one.
Nice. You're doing great.
Right? Look at her throwing it in there.
Like yeah.
Do we get a cut from that or what?
Yeah. Do you get to go to many games, though?
I don't. You're just a spokesperson. And by the way, it's not a paid gig. It's just I'm a big fan of theirs. My dad has been supporting that team for forever. So, yeah, I go back when I can. I try and see some games. They're doing pretty well.
Very cool.
I do want to go to one of those because they don't wear pads.
It's tough.
Anything.
It's really tough.
It is
rough.
They
and
just slaughter
the guys wear the shorter shorts.
They have good legs.
Oh,
good thighs.
Huge muscular thighs.
Yeah, yeah. All the guys are checking out their legs.
Yeah, we're doing all right, Ben.
You can be a footy player. You got some thighs on you.
Thanks.
Yeah. There you
see?
Go. Heard it right
you guys?
Here.
Guys,
that's what every man wants to hear. You got some thighs on you.
He just wants a celebrity to compliment him.
Here we
go. Kelly, you got some thighs on you too, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes different when you say it to a girl.
We refer you to the sexual harassment policy of the radio station.
No, harass me, please. It's been a while.
Teresa, and you also were the first on-screen kiss for Daniel Radcliffe. That's
Mr. Radcliffe.
Fact.
Oh. I was.
Wow,
that's weird.
Made him a man.
I was.
Yeah. So you're the reason now he's taking on all of these like incredibly nude and explicit roles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You liberated him sexually.
Sexual awakening. Yeah.
Because
it was my fault, guys. It's because of me.
You could potentially be like a Jeopardy question. You know, things like that.
That's true. I totally could.
That's your dream also, JC?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. If you've been a Jeopardy question, I feel like you made it.
You made it.
Yeah. Or if you've been in a rap song.
Yeah. Or in an Eminem song.
Oh, and JC's other dream is to break a Guinness Book of World Records. Do you have a dream? Like, if you could break a world record, what would you?
Anything.
Anything.
The longest nap.
Oh.
That sounds like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Longest nap.
Longest nap.
Dream the dream.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine would be. Having a bunch of kids. Can I have that? Like as many babies as possible.
Gosh.
I'm like addicted to having babies.
Like
I want so many children.
So you're jealous of the Duggar family?
I'm literally, yeah. I was like 20, 25, 30.
I think the record is like in the 30s.
Are you kidding?
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, no. I've looked this up.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what was
it? It's 110.
There you go.
Oh, one woman?
No.
She had triplets and quadruplets and stuff.
She had some thighs on her.
It's on
her,
Wikipedia.
If you know what I'm
I've looked it up. Yeah, she's the number 110. I don't know how. Don't ask me. I'm sure there's like a lot of fertility drugs in there. There must be.
But how could you hold a baby in there after a
while? I think that's an Australian thing because I was reading something the other day and like the kangaroos can have
the pouch.
Like, one in the pouch and then like get pregnant. They stay in there for like a long I don't know it's
a, she
it's
is
like
a kangaroo expert.
I you know I have pet kangaroos at home.
Oh my gosh, have you met Roger? Yeah. I was just looking at I know this is random. Roger is in Australia in the kangaroo sanctuary and he it looks like he's on steroids.
He
he's known
does.
To be the most muscular. So I follow him on
he's
Instagram.
A hunk. He's a hunky kangaroo.
This isn't normal, though, right?
No, I have an almost 30-year-old kangaroo at my house. Her name is Susie, and she does not look like anything like
Ben's
that.
Ben's like, what is he on? What is he taking?
I know.
So I see these videos, and they'll show, like, kangaroos fighting in the streets and stuff. Do they run around like squirrels do here?
Oh, my God. Is that for real?
No.
Yeah, they fight in people's front yards.
It's so funny because everyone thinks that you go to Australia and just kangaroos jumping around the street.
And spiders everywhere.
But they meet you at baggage claim.
I have never seen any horrendous spiders or snakes. Everyone's like, it's so dangerous. All the animals are so crazy. I've never seen anything like that at all. But
it's because you have special seats.
Yes.
It's like you have special seats.
Right. The rest of us have been bitten by snakes.
I know. Well, there are a lot of kangaroos. If you go out into the country, then you just have to be careful when you're on the roads because they jump across the road.
Like deer do here.
Yeah, exactly. It's kangaroos.
It'd be traumatic if you hit a kangaroo.
Because it's like a human almost.
It's extremely dangerous. Yeah. Like, so dangerous. If you hit a kangaroo and you're going fast,
you're dead.
Because they're kicking. Yeah, they're kicking their legs and they come up into the windscreen. Ooh. It's really dangerous.
Have you ever felt.
That guy, the steroid.
Yeah,
don't.
Have you ever felt inside the pouch? Is it like slimy?
I've actually never tried that, but maybe next time I'm in Australia, I'll do it.
How do you have kangaroos not reach in there just to see what it's like?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let you do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I think nature is probably against like just feeling my childbirthing.
Can I get in there?
So you never pickpocketed a kangaroo.
That would be like someone wanting to feel in your wife. You know, like can I see what this is like?
I have a lot of dumb questions when Australian people come in. Like.
Yeah. No, it's not just when Australian people are here.
When Americans also come here. I just ask dumb questions.
Well, I can't wait. I need to get me a date and go see The Choice.
Yes.
I don't want to go see it by myself. I think I need a man to hang on.
Your choice is Tinder or Bumble.
That's right.
Yeah. Or Ben.
Yeah. Or
I'll take you.
You would?
Yeah.
Is it hard to watch yourself with? I mean, that must be hard when you're sitting there watching yourself with somebody else.
Especially like when it's your wife.
How'd your wife
do? Yeah. We actually had your wife. They sent us a clip. His wife was in The Maze Runner.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
And
our producer
sent us a clip and said, we already met your wife. So that was really fun.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable. It's just weird.
Really?
But luckily, she knows Teresa, and she does the same thing for a living.
Yeah.
So,
if
she were an accountant or something, it'd be kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to kiss her, and they're paying me to kiss it. Well, just complicated. But, as uncomfortable as it might be, this is the best case scenario because we get along, and there's mutual respect, and we pretend to be professionals.
How horrible would it be to have a love scene, and you really can't stand the person that you're with?
Oh, it's...
And you
it's happened. A dude, do name names.
No, I will not.
I think it'd be worse with your parents, though.
Well, my mom is extremely Catholic.
Yeah.
So she saw this movie and she was like, bruh. And I was like, Mom, it gets worse. I'm sorry. Like, I have a movie coming out where I'm totally naked in it next year.
She's like,
there's a bra.
Say it could have been worse. You could have gotten the lead in 50 Shades of Grey.
It is true.
It could have been worse, Mom.
I'm going to ask another dumb question about the naked scenes. What do you do? Now I'm intrigued. So you
you're intrigued.
You walk in naked or you have a robe?
You have a robe.
You walk
in a robe.
Well, that might be good.
It's like, hey, crew, guess what? Here's what I'm working with.
Yeah, we want full set details.
You just walk in with a robe and then...
You have a robe.
Uh-huh.
Then when it's a closed set, so only like the boom operator's in there and the camera guy and your actor, and then you just quickly take your robe off, and as soon as they yell cut, there's someone waiting in there with you to like give you the robe. But you have like every other things are covered, so you're not completely starkers.
That kind of baffles my mind. It's a closed set, but you're making a movie.
Yeah.
Right, for millions of people to watch.
You eight people can't come in.
And not only are your boobies going to be seen, they're going to be 40 feet big.
Wow, you're making me feel great.
Like the food runner, like holding coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Instagram out.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
These
it is.
These days, with social
I think
media.
It's worse for the guys. We had to do one.
Would you ever
do a nude one?
Yeah, Ben? I've been naked a few times.
Yeah?
I've been naked on stage.
Full frontal?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're like, you feel good about it.
When we go to break, we're going to all be naked.
We're actually naked
breaks.
Right now.
Go to Kid TV to watch us full on naked during this interview.
Right.
The Choice opens February 5th. Stars Ben Walker and Teresa Palmer. Thank you so much for joining us. Go watch the movie. Jenna says it's great.
Yeah, it's a good love story. Not quite as depressing as most Nicholas Sparks.
Good.
And there's dogs. There's puppies. There's puppies.
Ben gets punched in the face.
There's puppies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, by Superman.
Thank you so much for joining us, you guys.
Thanks, <man. laughs>
the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We all recognize that music right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's from television's number one show, AMC's The Walking Dead, and we got something really cool for you, Kid Nation. You could go to the next season's premiere in L.A. So here's what we want to do. We want to know what character you really love. So write us a love letter to a character on The Walking Dead, and you could win one of those three trips that we have to the premiere in L.A. We'll get you there with a plane ticket. We'll get you hotel. You'll go to the welcome party and the L.A. premiere of the show. We'll announce the first winner tomorrow morning. And don't forget, The Walking Dead premieres Sunday, February 14th, 9, 8 Central on AMC. And again, the love letters, 100 words or less. Make it easy on us.
Love letters. Love letters to the character you love on Walking Dead.
Thank you, Al. Here's an example from Jenna, just in case you were wondering.
This is how it should go. To my love, Carol, you light up Alexandria like the F-16 missiles lit up the evening sky on the first night we met almost 2 years ago.
Wow, that's nice.
You got to watch the show to get some of the references. I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since you used that bottle rocket to blow up a train station.
Oh,
breathtaking. Yeah. You play coy and shy when you're around other people, but I know you're a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
Oh, my.
Get someone else to take care of Judith on Valentine's Day, because the walkers aren't the only ones who like to bite. Love, Trey Trey.
Yeah, Trey Trey. Get it.
Trey.
That's a good one right there.
My man.
Yeah, we have three trips to hand out. First one tomorrow.
Ooh.
So romantic. So romantic.
Yeah.
Good news, guys. Possible. Possible good news.
What up? What up?
We all try to implement the 5-second rule.
Yeah.
That's when you drop your food on the ground.
Right.
And it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to see it to go to see it go to waste. So you pick it up within 5 seconds and eat it, right?
It's still good within 5 seconds.
Is this a real thing? The new Discovery Science Channel show, The Quick and the Curious, did something on this.
Okay.
NASA engineer Mark Rober explains if this is fact or fiction for us.
The 5-second rule is really the 30-second moisture and surface rule. When any food flops on the floor, small amounts of bacteria will jump aboard immediately.
Small.
But moist foods, left longer than 30 seconds, collect 10 times the bacteria than those snapped up after only 3. E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria love wet environments. They absorb water for the nutrients they need to grow and multiply. But moisture isn't the whole story. Rugs transfer fewer germs than linoleum because the little tufts have less surface area touching the food. So, is the 5-second rule legit? Yes.
For the most part.
If you drop that cookie on dry ground, you should have plenty of time.
There you go.
It all depends on the, like you said, wet food, sticky food.
Yeah,
no.
Don't ever implement the 5-second rule with wet, sticky, moist food.
Or like if the piece of pizza lands face down.
No.
Yeah.
For me, you know, at least. But if it's on the bottom and the dry part.
But if you like drop, like I learned in the restaurant industry, this little, it's disgusting, but like the cook one time dropped the meat on the ground.
Oh.
Kelly. Picked it back up and put it back in the pan.
No.
And he insisted it's because it burned off the germs.
Yeah.
Now, would I ever cook the food? Would I ever cook food that he cooked the day he was working back there? No.
No.
But he literally picked it up off the ground, put it back in the pan, and said, germs cooked off.
Yeah.
That might be right, but I don't know. No.
And the best place to drop your food is on the carpet.
Works on carpet.
Well, the fibers, though. I don't want to be picking fibers out of my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't like unidentifiable hairs.
I think it's a case-by-case basis.
Have you had a lot
is that carpet?
We all do it. When you get a hair in your food, you're like,
is that
you inspect it to see if it's yours.
Right.
Works on carpets.
How long does it take you to identify it, Jenna?
Look how long my hair is. If it's not a foot long, it's not mine.
Oh, shout out. Also, there's something new we have to worry about.
What?
If you plan on going to a Super Bowl party.
I do.
It's people that are staying at home and hosting small local gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
So your Super Bowl party that are actually passing influenza among themselves. Every year we have these parties that we go to and it changes mixing patterns. And you are coughing and sneezing and say sharing chips and dip with people that you often don't. And so we get the influenza transmitted in novel ways that's then going to eventually wind up, you know, in the lungs of a 65-year-old.
Lungs.
It's far cheaper for people to wash their hands and or to just get the flu shot. And so those prevention activities can protect you. And a giant sign above the dip that says, scoop once.
Double dipping can kill you.
I'm so sick of all these fear mongerers.
Well, it's true.
I'm not going to go and worry that I'm going to get the flu at the Super Bowl party this weekend.
Well, don't double dip.
I choose. I always turn the chip around. So I might be dipping with the same chip, but I'm not dipping from the side that I bit off of.
That's still gross because your finger germs are on it.
Yeah, you're dipping from...
I don't care.
You're putting your finger germs.
The way I do it, and that doesn't bother me.
Well, what about the other people?
I've never seen anybody have a problem with me doing that. You're saying that if I dip my chip and I turn it around and dip from the side I haven't bitten on, that I'm being gross?
You touched it.
Well, I'm just saying it's still...
Oh, well.
Contaminated.
I don't know where your hands have been.
I'm Typhoid Kelly.
No.
Spreading my disease.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.